Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into the place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Welcome into this place, this vessel, this tabernacle that God has given us for him to reign in through the Holy Spirit. Praise your holy name. We bless you, Jesus, and give you glory and honor, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. So welcome into this place, this broken vessel, where we can get before the Lord in the spirit of gladness and glorifying his name and coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. What an awesome, marvelous, phenomenal God he is. We cannot give him enough glory and enough praise for who he is. I thank God again for this opportunity that we may come together to glorify the Father, glorify the Son, and bless the Lord for the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell him? Oh, Lord. Just that quick. Forgot the rest of the words. But in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. We give God glory and honor. Praise God. We thank God again, hallelujah, to be in his presence and can come boldly to the throne of grace up to obtain mercy, to glorify him, to magnify him, to make our requests known unto him, to give thanksgiving, believe by faith that it will manifest. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God again. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the word last night. What a dynamic move of God. Glory to God, that word to penetrate our hearts, to get us in place and get us in line and get us in position to be ready for the King, but to be used for his glory right here, for us to make sure that our garments are clean and glory are prepared to meet the King. But in the meantime, we need it clean and ready so we can be this witness as we make, glory to God, the invitation to others to come to Christ. So we're asking the Lord to help us daily to make sure, glory to God, that we are in alignment and compliance with his word to be the soldiers that he's calling for in these last days, as in the army of the Lord. We praise God. We thank him for all his great and mighty acts. Bless him. Praise God. Oh, I'm so grateful. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to give a scripture reading in just a moment, and we're going to start prayer. We don't have but a few on the line, but you know we're going to keep it moving, and just so God can always get his glory and get his praise. Praise the Lord. There was a little bit of a reading, and then we're going to go right into prayer, and then we'll have who's online, Mother Alexander, and praise God, we're going to have her to pray right after me. Whoo, Jesus, I thank you so much. He is so wonderful. In spite of all that goes on in our lives, we can always look to God because he's the one that can change and rearrange and put things in line and make the crooked path straight. He is an awesome God. We bless God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. We got one more that just came online. But as I say, we're going forward. Praise the Lord. This reading says, God could have kept Joseph out of jail. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the places where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Genesis 39:20-23. Isn't that marvelous? No matter what state we're in, we have to learn, like Paul said, to be content and look at the power of God. Even when he was Joseph put in prison, glory out against something he didn't even do, and then God showed him favor, and even he became, glory to God, one of the lead people in the prison over prisoners and made him have favor. So God got a way, just glory to God, it's mighty sweet. I tell you one thing, we got to learn to trust God. And then what he said when, glory to God, somebody give you lemons, learn how to make lemonade out of it. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. And he got a way of giving favor no matter what the enemy says or what predicament he calls us to be in. God know how to turn things around and say, work it all for the good for him to be glorified in it. Because for those that love him and called according to his purpose, he'll turn it around, glory to God, for our good. And learning to trust and rest in the Lord because he has the last say so. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from two places. 1 Peter 4:12, God has a purpose behind everything. That goes right along with what Jesse was saying in that reading. It says, don't be bewildered or super surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead, for this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you. And the next one is in John 16:33. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. God has blessed us to be overcomers, triumphant and victorious in him. And the only way to be that is to have his word in us and obeying his word. Hear and obey. Glory to God. And walk in the love of God with faith and trust him no matter what, and even though you can't trace him, but learning how to rest in the Lord, and truly he'll cause us to succeed. Glory to God in whatever our endeavors. There will be trials and tribulations, but he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Praise the Lord. We thank you again, God, for your word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Most of all, we thank God for Jesus, because he's our Savior and our Deliverer and our Healer, and he makes all things possible. From the beginning, when Jesus went over to God, hallelujah, before he got to the cross, he took on those stripes for us. He suffered, then he died and was resurrected on our behalf, that we may have an opportunity to be, glory to God, reunited with the Father. He turned back around and blessed us so that way we can be able to go, come boldly to the throne of grace and have access, glory to God, direct to our Father. Don't have to kill up no bullets. Don't have to give up no doves. Don't have to, glory to God, kill no animal. The blood has already been shed by Jesus Christ. He loves us so much that he recalls God, that his Father caused us to be redeemed back to him through him. So, God, we thank you so much for your loving kindness, all that you suffered on our behalf, teaching us the more, glory to God, that we are bought with a price, no more our own. And you said it was finished. So it's up to us to choose you this day who we're going to serve. And we bless you today for even you being our advocate. Glory to God, in the midst of all that goes on, that we can still run to the rock that's higher than us. Oh, glory, I'd look for help and healing, deliverance, or whatever it may be. But God, help us to remember to keep a repentant heart, a convicted heart. So whenever things go on that's in our life that's contrary to your will, we can, glory to God, have the opportunity to come to you and, glory, ask for forgiveness according to 1 John 1:9. We bless you today for keeping us all throughout the weekend. We thank you for those that you touched and healed and delivered. We thank you, Lord God, for those that you made the crooked path straight when the enemy had them on a different path to for destruction. Thank you, Lord God, that that destiny doesn't stop here. And as we believe your report and not what we're going through while we're walking by sight, glory to God, when these things come up in our face, we need to turn ourselves to look to the hills who come to our help, realizing our help coming. Help us to be better witnesses by being obedient to that that you called us. And you said if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. Help us to learn the more to be steadfast in the faith, because trials and tribulations will come. Glory to God, you already let us know that, but you let us know what the outcome is. So help us, God, like never before, to take courage, have courage, and glory to God, be persistent and pursue of you, not procrastinate, oh, God, and learning to wait on you. Help us, glory to God, to be able to lend a helping hand to those that may need that hand. That hand may be encouragement. That hand might be financial. That hand might be, glory to God, through a word to glory to change their lives. It might be, glory, laying hands, glory, for the sick to be recovered. It might be, glory to God, just being there because somebody needed your assistance in whatever age. Ah, God, so we ask you, Lord, to help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and guide us, glory to God, on what you desire to do when we let you. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you said in your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Ah, God, we bless you today, glory to God, for those that are praying and staying on the wall and those that are preaching and teaching the word of God. Ah, Lord, all around the globe. Strengthen them, encourage them, help them to stand, the ones that are being true to your name, the ones that are not and perpetrate. We pray for repentance and a changed heart, a changed mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying for those, glory to God, that are going through some horrific times right now, through that flooding and that fires and through the wars and all the things that people are seeing and losing their loved ones, or even on the streets, glory to God, with the gangbanging and human trafficking and all the things that are going on and these spirits that are out here, glory, trying to make homosexual the norm, glory, man with man, woman with one, got our children doing things, glory to God, that are shameful in your sight and are blaspheming because of what they've been taught and what they see and what's getting in their eye gates, what's getting in their ears. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, bind it up and command the enemy to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. Every lying spirit, every spirit of deception, every spirit of seducing spirits, every spirit that comes to depress, oppress, suppress, in the name of Jesus, we bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for people to recognize, glory to God, there is a real hell. There is, glory to God, a place, glory to God, hallelujah, for which way we're going to go, to even heaven or whether we're going to hell. And things, glory to God, that people are saying, oh, it's like hell on earth. Well, the enemy can make it so horrific and so horrible and so whatever, but nothing compared to the place that you said, glory to God, when they refuse to accept you as Lord, they accept you as glory to God, as Savior. In the name of Jesus, God, help us as believers that we don't be perpetrating the fraud. We cannot serve no two masters. Glory to God. And then saying, glory to God, that we are living a life that's supposed to be pleasing in your sight and still tampering in other things, doing other things, putting stumbling blocks in our brothers and sisters' way, setting up stages, set up, glory to God, hallelujah, where the enemy is using the situation to cause others, glory to God, to not even accept the fact that Jesus is real, that it is a real God, glory to God, that we got to be accountable, not the gods, the little gods, because there are many gods out here that people are worshiping, and people too, as well as animals and things and idols. Ah, but the true and living God is Jesus Christ. God, we thank you. Ah, because no one can save but him. No one can deliver but him. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying eyes to come open to be able to see the tricks of the enemy, the snares of the enemy, and for our hearts to be open and the awareness to truth, glory to God, of the tricks and snares, the plots and plans and scheme of the enemy. God, you said you'll not have us as believers ignorant of Satan's advice, but some of us, because their flesh is on parade, and glory to God, rising up to be appeased, glory out there, acting like what God's word say is not true. Oh, and then I have time to play the little game and get back in, but you never know the hour and the time he may say it's time to go home in the name of Jesus, whichever way that home may be. In the name of Jesus. Another thing from the word that came forth last night. Glory to God. It almost sums up the fact and stuff like this. Who in hell know you? Glory to God. Do the devil know, glory to God, who you really are? In the name of Jesus, that you stand holy and walking in righteousness and walking in truth and being an example, being a light and glory to God and obeying the promises of the Lord. Other than that, no, glory, if he don't, then he can manipulate you to do this and do that and feelings of your emotions and glory to God, finding out doing things contrary to the will of the Lord. But when the enemy know really who you are, oh, yeah, he'll come up with you, but ain't against you, but ain't too much more, glory to God, he can do you like somebody that, glory, walking in carnality and walking, glory to God, and glory to God, their flesh or emotions or just, glory to God, out there, just whichever way the wind blows. Ah, but God, I thank you. The more and more you helping us to get anchored down in you, the more and more we're closer we get to you, the more and more our eyes and ears come up, the more and more we yielding and obeying, the more power and authority we have. And then when we join together, we are being a force to be reckoned with. When brothers and sisters come on one accord with the truth and walking together in agreement, because you say, how can two walk together unless they agree? So, God, we are praying more and more for the body, praying more and more for the sleeping giant to wake up, more and more, glory to God, not a spat, you know, a cluster here and a cluster there over the around the world, around the globe, in the name of Jesus. But when we really come on one accord, hallelujah, not going through these isms and schisms and busybodies throwing discourse, dividing the house. Glory to God. Got all the different types of religions to the point we believe this, we believe this, we believe that. But when we really come unto the truth, oh, glory to God, we'll shake up some things that people get saved and delivered and healing from all this sickness and disease and all kinds of plagues and everything coming. God, if me, as you said, my people, which are called by my name, hallelujah, will humble themselves and pray. Glory to God. Seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. How glory to God you heal the land. God, we're just praying more and more. Let us get in place and stay in place, not for a season. Glory to God, walking in righteousness and holy for a season. Oh, but we can consistently pursue after you, glory to God, with determination not to turn back in the name of Jesus and to stay humble before you. Because humility, you'll bring up glory to God. Hallelujah, the exalting, hallelujah. You'll bring on the promotion. Ah, God, you said promotion comes not from the east or the west. Glory to God, hallelujah. But it comes from no man, but it comes from you. Ah, God, when you say a thing, it's settled. No matter what man said, what we believe, when you speak, it's already settled. When that word comes forth, in the name of Jesus, now it's up to us to believe. God, help us to stand, glory to God, with one another. Pray one for another. Pray against these foul spirits and all this games that the enemy plays and putting in people, man, all this things, glory to God, they'll do it for destruction, glory to God, and some that's in despair and what we pray so much about, hopelessness when it comes to our children, but hopelessness, glory to God, as my sister say, glory to God, for even different people in all over. But God, I target most of the time when I'm praying the hopelessness of what the enemy is putting in our youth, because he's turned back around and target them like a Herod spirit and a Pharaoh spirit for destruction. Oh, he uses the internet. He uses this, glory to God, this gangbanging. He uses human trafficking. He uses the drugs and alcohol. He uses, glory to God, things for this so much. That's in the bullying and all the stuff of the suicide, every kind of thing, all the hurt and pain and disappointment, everything, glory to God, have them downtrodden and so many other stuff causing them to be rebellious and glory to God and stubborn. In the name of Jesus, some of the stuff come from out of their own homes. But we plead the blood of Jesus for every lie, every setup, every trap and plot. Glory to God, all this murdering and killing, glory to one another, this genocide. We curse and cancel it in the name of God. All the thoughts that are running all over the place within despair, glory to God, suicidal demons. And God, you're in despair and you're full of hopelessness, then you do all kinds of things. It doesn't matter. You get desensitized. You get to the point where you don't care. So whatever, glory to God. So just to glory to God to try to ease some of the pain. The devil is alive in the blood of Jesus. Help us to be more aware how to pray, what to pray for, and what to bind and what to loose in the name of Jesus. God, help us to keep ourselves prayed up. So how in the world, if we get depleted, how in the world can we pour into somebody else? God, so we got to have time to, just like you did, pull aside away from the disciples and everybody else to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Find out what Jesus and what God is saying to us, what the Holy Spirit is saying without grieving and overriding. God is so much to pray for all the time. But we got to continue to pray and not have it like it's a work. then to the point that we want to get in your presence. We want to find out what you're saying. Put our glory to God, ear to your mouth, so we can be able to hear. You say, draw nigh to you, and you draw nigh to us. We can't draw nigh to you, glory to God, in our flesh, because you said flesh will have no, will not glory in your sight, and we will not enter into the kingdom of God as well. So we know we got to deny this flesh and go out, kill it off, and find ourselves more and more drawn to you so we can hear what the direction is, or that we can walk in your love, Lord, the agape, then we can be able to walk in your truth, and we don't have to, glory to God, hallelujah, be caught up, glory to God, of what man's opinion or what he thinks or what he say, but what you say makes all the difference. Thank the Lord, glory to God. Help us to know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in you. Ah, God, not on our own merits, glory to God, that we can come in your presence, but we can come in your presence with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, seeking out your face. Ah, glory to God, and dying, glory to God, in the flesh so the spirit man can have free reign. Because whatever man you feed in this house, that's the one going to rule the house. And so we feed the spirit of the Lord in this house, glory to God. We're going to grow in grace, and we're going to walk in authority and power and anointing and know who we are. Ah, glory to God, if we feed the flesh, there's destruction on the way. Because God says in his word, hallelujah, there's a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction. Oh, we got to pray more and more. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Ah, glory, life and death is in the power of the tongue. We are to speak life. Too many times we're speaking contrary, according to what the situation is, how we feel it through our emotions. We break that power, destroy that work and that power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, help us the more, like never before, to exalt you, to worship you, to glorify you. In the name of those that are led by the Spirit of the sons of God, taking on your word and your truth and letting work some things out of, and not, glory to God, are denying, justifying. You said in your word, hallelujah, glory to God, we must worship you in spirit and in truth. We must take on your word. Your word, glory to God, will find us out wherever we live, but that is not being denied. God, I thank you. Even when we take medication, well, we might not like the taste of, glory, at what it's doing at first, but God, it brings about whatever the ailment is right there. It helps. And so in the meantime, we have to know, glory to God, the medicine of Jesus Christ, his word, hallelujah, that is to help us, to deliver us, to bring us, glory to God, in a place to be healthy, hallelujah, in a spiritual way, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, and when we are healthy and strong, we can be able to have the strength to draw somebody else and help them. Because even you told Peter how the enemy desired to sift them as wheat. But I'm praying that your faith faileth not. That your faith faileth not. Because that's what the enemy asked. Because, you know, those things can be restored. A house, a car, land, glory to God, possessions and all of that. Ah, when your life is gone, glory to God, what can you do? But if you have your life and have the faith in God, he can do restoring. Huh? Glory to God in the name of Jesus. That's why you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. All is righteousness and everything else will be added. Don't worry about what you should eat, what you should drink, what you should put on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, if we can get those concepts and we can get those principles, if we can get those ABC principles, glory to God, rooted and grounded in and build on what your word says, oh, we can really be a force to be reckoned with. We got to find that place individually, and then when we come together collectively, what a powerhouse we would be, glory to God, to win souls to Christ, for people to be healed and delivered of all this sickness and diseases that are in the land, glory to God. Every one of them would be gone, we would have an impact. We would have an impact. The enemy wouldn't have such freedom to rule and roam all over the land as a roaring lion in the name of Jesus, seeking whom he may devour. He won't be so easy to devour us. In the name of Jesus, we will win more souls to Christ. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us to be genuine, to be real. God, if we just trust you, glory to God, and what your word is saying, and let your word work some things out of, like it's working a laxative, some of this toxin out of us. Woo, my God, we'll be light for the flight to accomplish so much more. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You say, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Sometimes we got to release people, glory to God, that's causing us, glory, to stumble, cause our emotions and our feelings, or we sticking our hands in trying to work some things out. Oh, God, trying to prevent things, and only one Messiah, that's Jesus Christ, we're going to have to trust him. Even with our families, with ourselves, with whatever conditions our bodies are in, whatever's going on, God, we got to get to that place that it don't be faith over here, faith over here, faith over there, overcoming here, triumph there, victory there, glory more than a conquer there, and these other things right here. We keep, glory, out leaving the door open for the enemy. Ah, because of our feelings and how we handle things. But God, I bless you so much that you're teaching us, glory, to let you fight the battle. Be dressed every day. You're not supposed to take the armor off nowhere. You're supposed to build and mend and build up and keep it on and do what we need to do, glory to God, to make sure all of it is on from head, glory to God, to feet. Because we go into battles just like a military person do, or the police, there's going to be times you're going to have to turn back around and go and do the R&R, get some things back in place, line back up, get back on the front line. God, I bless you for the joy of the Lord being our strength, for the peace, glory to God, being a weapon, along, glory to God, with the power of love and the power, glory to God, of all that you said, glory to God, in your character in Galatians 5:22. We just thank you, Lord God, so much more. God, help us most along just to humble ourselves, trust you, obey you, have faith, walk in the love, glory to God, and let the strength, glory to God, through your word, hallelujah, be standing up right before you. Ah, so many blessings you have for us, and so many are stored up, glory to God, because we're missing sometimes to receive it. God bless you today for these prayer warriors, for these women and men of God, praying, glory to God, for you to continue to bless and minister to them, use them, touch their families, touch their lives, bless their finances, bless their homes, bless, glory to God, hallelujah, the anointing in them, and keep them, glory to God, determined that I'm not turning back, that they will not be a perpetrator, and they will not compromise. I thank you so much, and I give glory and honor to you, and thank you for the prophet Lillian Bird last night for the word and what you do through all of them whenever they bring the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord God, for their families. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our hearts and our minds. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace when we keep our minds steadfast on thee. And thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we have a mind to serve you. And thank you to allow the enemy to blow it and cause anything to go on that we don't have our right mind. Thank you, Lord God, as we continue to increase, glory to God, hallelujah, in your word with wisdom and obedience. But thank God, glory to God, for blessing our long-term and short-term memory, bringing things back to recall, bringing things back to our remembrance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we bind up Satan, all of the cohort, set up trap, plot, plan, scheme. Every set up trap that you have already plotted already be eradicated, dismantled, untimely death, even rising over any monkey pox or any COVID, we rebuke, bind, and loose. Let it not come down our dwelling. We praise you and give you glory. We bind up all this other sickness and trips and traps you have for causing accidents, incidents, and mishaps and confusion and chaos. It'll be eradicated now. Give us wisdom. Open our eyes and our ears. Let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Help us like never before to keep our eyes fixed on you so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved, being steadfast in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. And cover all of our children. Help them and those that are in school and the things that are still going on, all this fighting and foolishness at a game, things going on, glory to God, in the classroom, things going on with being a rebellious against their parents, but rebelling against the teachers, and even the parents we are praying for, glory to God. And some have tried all they know how, but they've got some rebellious children. We rebuke the rebellion and stubbornness and the disobedience, cast it out and send it back to the dry place. Awareness and awakening. Put some people in their pathway, glory to God, glory out of sight of right in them for change and want to do better. In the name of Jesus, cover our velvet innocent babies, the other ones, glory to God, under the blood. Let them not get caught up in these traps and snares. Let them not be led off in the wrong direction, glory to God, want to be popular or just getting with the in crowd, and that crowd, glory to God, is led into destruction. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, bind, and loose it now in Jesus' name. And the tricks and snares of being sneaky in our back doors, in our homes, through the internet, help us to be aware how to pray, how to bind, have the loose, glory, how to anoint, glory to God, all glory to them, the house, the devices or whatever. But do it by faith, because he used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, but it's the faith that we have, because we can't see everything, but God does. Holy Spirit does. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name, because it can masquerade and put one face on and have glory two or three other faces out there. In the name of Jesus. And what goes on in their heart, we don't know sometimes what they're challenged and what they're faced with, because some won't talk, and some, glory to God, don't have the opportunity to talk when they want to talk. Open up the hearts of the parents and us too as well, even if we're being mentors, that we can be able to hear and listen through the Spirit and listen to them as well, glory to God, because we're living in a time that they have so many challenges we can't even keep up with, glory to God, because the day that we were living, it was nothing like all this thing that's going on, glory to God, because you said what's going to happen in these last days, how they're going to be weaker and wiser. We bless you today, God. We stand on the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Glory to God. As I open the line, glory to God for... Oh, Baba, Sheko, Rabosa, Betiantara, from Ami Ketiande, from Mama, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, for Mother Alexander, praise God, Mother Willette, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, Pastor Sims, in that order for those three, and then we'll come back, oh, and Mother McCormick, start with Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise you today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Father, I love you and I praise you and I give you glory. We're going to read a three verse from Psalms 104, start from 33 to 35. It said, I will sing unto the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the hurt, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And he's who keep us, no matter where we are. We could not keep ourselves if not being for God. Lord, I thank you for watching over our fatherless sons, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our daughters, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them and keep them in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word, if we pray. And Lord, we believe in prayers, Lord God. Because you said it, we believe it, we receive it, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our sisters and brothers all over, those we know, those we don't know. We stand in the gap, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord. You see all that goes on, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know that your word said to pray for one another. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on our sisters, Lord, that they will walk that line straight, Lord God, that they will call on your name, Lord God, no matter what's going on, put their faith and trust in you and hold on. Because, Lord, I know you're a deliverer and you're a provider and you're a healer, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord. I pray for our grandchildren, Lord God, our great-grands. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on them, Lord God. Lord, it's only you can open their eyes, Lord God, and let them see, Lord God, that they have to stand faithful, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord, that they will stand boldly and proclaim who they really are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for watching over them no matter where they are, Lord God. Taking care of them is only you can do it, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray that you continue to strengthen them, bring them back to who they really are in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, your word said, if we pray, you said believe. And when we pray, Lord God, we pray standing on the promises, believing in your word, Heavenly Father, that you are the deliverer, Lord God. You are the only provider, Lord God. There is no other but you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on our children, Lord God. Help them to walk this walk of faith right, Lord God. For it's only in Jesus' name we claim victory, Lord God. We claim they are overcomers in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim they are more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, continue to keep a hedge around our sons and daughters, Lord. You see what's going on, Lord God. But we know that your promise is said, if we pray. And we believe in praying, Lord God. We believe that when we cry out to you, you answer, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you never leave us and you never forsake us. You said, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. You said, your burden is light, Lord God. You are not leaving us out there, Lord God. So, Lord, help us to stand faithful and pray for one another, regardless what's going on. Because your word tells us, Lord God, that if we pray, help us to be bold soldiers, Lord God. Help us to know that we are more than conquerors, Lord God. Only in Jesus' name we stand before you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Oh God, have mercy, Lord God. Touch the president and the vice president, Lord. Lord, give them the strength to stand faithful and to call in your name, Lord, before they make decision, Lord God. Help them to stand regardless what's going on. Strengthen, Lord God. Strengthen the body, Lord God. Give them strength to stand boldly and proclaim what is right, Lord God. Father God, we know that your promises is real, Lord God. Lord, touch your pastors. Continue to let them stand faithful, Lord God. Stand faithful to do your will, Lord God. Regardless what they see, regardless what they hear, stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Because you know your word said, Lord God, if we pray, Lord God, prayer is the key for everything. Prayer is the fire, Lord God. Help us all to stand faithful regardless what we see coming or what we hear coming. Stand faithful on your word because you will never let us down, Heavenly Father. You said you will never forsake us. You said in the word to be strong and be courageous, Lord God. Father God, help us to walk according to your word, Lord God, to remember who we really are in Christ Jesus, that we can stand, Lord God. We can boldly proclaim we are overcomers. We are mighty sons and daughters of the living Amen. God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord God. We thank you that every need has been met, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because you see the hearts of men, Lord God. You see the hearts of men, Lord God. And, Lord, we just want to give you glory and praise today, Heavenly Father, because you've been mighty good to us, Lord God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for all things, Lord God, because your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you for taking away aches and pains, sickness and disease from the body, because you are the deliverer. You are the healer, Lord God. There is no healer but you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're standing on your promises. We claim in victory, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Strengthen our continually, Lord God. Give our strength to keep on pushing on in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you said it, stand faithful on it. Help each and every one of us to be strong in your word, Lord God. No matter what we see, Lord God, we stand as one in the name of Jesus, claiming the victories in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you this morning, Lord God, because you are the only way for us, Lord God. We see no other way, Lord, and it's in the name of Jesus we stand before you, Lord. No other name, Lord God. Only the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Can you hear me?
I hear.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, Lord God, for a brand new day. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. I thank you that you are the true and living God, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Shamri. Lord God, you are our protector, and I thank you this evening. I bless you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. that sit at the right hand of you, even making intercession as we pray. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will help us as we pray, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I come to you right now with bowed head and humble heart. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us and that you are for us. And Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you that you've already worked out our situations and circumstances. I first, Lord God, according to your word in Matthew, praise God, the 18th chapter, verse 19, where you says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Glory be to God. I thank you for the power of your word. I agree with your word. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can't ask what we will that it shall be done. So I come before your presence, touching and agreeing with my sisters that have already prayed in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the request that's gone up. And I thank you that you hear our cry, Heavenly Father. Yes, there's a lot going on, but I thank you, Lord God, that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. I thank you that we do serve the true and the living God. Glory be to God. I thank you that your word teaches to seek you, Lord God, while you may be found, and to call upon you while you are near. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, if there's something, Lord God, that we are missing, you reveal even that to us. We pray, Lord God, that you have mercy upon our souls. If we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to have mercy, Lord God, and forgive us. Lord God, you said if we confess our faults, that you are faithful and you are just. You're not only, Lord God, forgive our sins, but you cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. So, Father God, I ask you to have mercy and cleanse us of any grudges, any unforgiveness. Yes, Jesus, any unforgiveness, forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for holding things and just keeping things that we should have let go of so long ago. We plead the blood of Jesus against every deceptive demon, every demon of division this evening. In Christ Jesus, the spirit of error, the spirit of a lie, we rebuke and bind up at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, the enemy is trying to do everything he can to get people off focus and to get them distracted from where they ought to be and where they ought to be looking unto thee, O Lord God. And we bind that demon of error up in Christ Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against the works of wickedness and evil and witchcraft and foolishness, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. You said if two shall touch and agree. But God, if we can't come together and agree on something here, if we're so divided as a body, as a family of God, how in the world are we going to touch and agree asking that you would, Lord God, bring about a divine deliverance for those that stand in need of help in the name of Jesus? But we got to come on. There's so many, Lord God, one group over here, one group over there, and then one over here, one over there. And people can't even come together and serve you with gladness. Have mercy, Jesus. We still listening to the demon of error, the demon of lies. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you, hallelujah, what you said, praise God. And I believe it's Psalms 133 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Why is it that we who call ourselves believers or Christian people can't come together, but the enemy has divided us based off one lie or another? In the name of God, we all need you in the name of Jesus. So help us, Lord God. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. I just thank you. I ask your Holy Spirit, the Lord God, govern our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. May we walk, hallelujah, according to your word. Glory be to God. And we pray, oh, Lord God, for our families on tonight. We lift up, Lord God, those that you put in our habitation in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you bring them, Lord God, to a good, sound mind and give them understanding that it's time to surrender their lives to you. Mankind, Lord God, needs to change their way of thinking. If it's a way of thinking that's not like you, it's time to come, hallelujah, before it's too late. We thank you for the power and the message you gave the woman of God on last night, Father God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get ourselves together and, Lord God, be light and salt in this earth, Lord God, so we can set an example for those that's coming behind us in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our, Lord God, our families, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We pray against, Lord God, those bullying spirits in the name of Jesus. And we pray that our children will seek you, Lord God, at an early age and become faith walkers and God chasers in Christ Jesus' name. They'll seek the truth, Lord God, and not, Lord God, bow down to the spirit of deception, Lord God, or the spirit of evil, or, Lord God, the spirit of darkness in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, standing against the demon of terrorism, foreign and domestic, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for the body of Christ, especially the leaders, Lord God. We pray for every, Lord God, servant of yours, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for our persecuted Christians, Lord God, in, Lord God, maybe foreign or, Lord God, or even those that may be in our country, in the name of Jesus. We lift up people everywhere, and we pray, oh Lord God, those in positions of leadership will, Lord God, hear from the Holy Ghost. Hear from you, Lord God. Speak to your servants, Lord God. Give a message. We pray for our leaders in these nations, Lord God, in our nation and other nations, and we pray for wise counsel, that they will seek after wise counsel and, Lord God, be governed by what the Word of God says. Lord God, we pray that you put people in positions, Lord God, as this new election is coming up. We pray, oh Lord God, that the people that you want to be in that position will be there, Lord God, especially those that are willing to hear, Lord God, what thus says the Word of God. Hallelujah. Be willing to obey what your Word says in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. Dear God, I thank you so much. I lift up our military. I pray, oh, Lord God, for, Lord God, just people that are hurting on tonight. We thank you that you've given us the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, that will go forth and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of addictions and strongholds, sex sins, immorality, in the name of Jesus. God, let the sword of the Spirit go forth and break and destroy, Lord God, that bondage, the yoke of sickness and diseases, Lord God. Every kind of virus there may be, we stand on your promises, Lord God, and we thank you for divine deliverance. Those, Lord God, that are suffering with cancer, we send forth the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, to destroy the cancer cells in the name of Jesus. Even those that have been diagnosed with stage 4, we plead the blood of Jesus against it, because no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We pray for divine deliverance, supernatural deliverance that only come from you, Father God. In Christ, we ask because you taught us to ask, and you shall receive. Knock and the door be open. Seek and you will find. So we're coming to you and bringing tough situations. They seem tough. It seems tough to us, but to you, Lord God, they are nothing. Hallelujah, for you're able to do exceeding and abundant above all that we ask or think. So we lift up those, Lord God, that may be suffering with kidney trouble. Lord God, we got a message about a young lady from the church that is going through so much, Lord God. Sister McAvee's daughter, we lift her up in Christ Jesus' name. God, you're able to touch her body and heal every condition that she's faced with, Lord God. You can touch that kidney, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the sugar diabetes, the cancer situation, in the name of Jesus, the blood disorder. God, we pray for a divine supernatural miracle work and healing power to be loosed in her body, and we plead that we say that the devil shall not have victory over her in Christ Jesus. Let her hold fast, Lord God. And those that are bereaved from losing their dear loved ones, we pray for them. Those that have been devastated in the storms, Lord God, and the floods that have washed away everything they have, we pray that you'll recover. Let them recover, Lord God. Let them restore all those things that they lost, Lord God. But let things be better for them, because I pray that they're looking to you for help, for hope, Lord God, and give people in this world, Lord God, a kind and compassionate heart that they're willing to do what they can to be, Lord God, a help to one to the other in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us all, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to be the people, Lord God, to have the mind like Christ, Lord God, the attitude, Lord God, like Jesus, Lord God, the character of God developed in us where we are concerned, hallelujah, about our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray against this excess violence, this gun violence. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it. And we rebuke the very root cause for it. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God, of those that are oppressed and depressed and suppressed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for divine deliverance. We pray, oh Lord God, for all of those, Lord God, of trouble, Lord God, on tonight. And we lift up our teachers and our school students and the parents, oh God, the parents, in the name of Jesus, help us to put our focus back on why we were created here on earth, dear God, in the name of Jesus, and help us to do what we can. We pray, oh Lord God, that you break those yokes of destruction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to come to you. And, Lord God, knowing that you have our best interests at heart, I pray that people will get the message. It's time to try God. It's time to come to Jesus. Lord God, I lift up each one of my brothers and sisters on this line. I pray for those that are listening, Lord God. We pray for those who feel like the enemy has given them, Lord God, the thoughts and making them think that there's no hope for them, but the devil is a liar. If you just hold on, hallelujah, hold on to God's unchanging hand, you'll see that he's a very present help in the hour of trouble. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your people. We lift up the woman of God, hallelujah, Pastor BJ, in the name of Jesus. Continue to meet her needs. Continue to bless her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Meet their needs. Lord God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift up, Lord God, your servants on tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless you this evening. I praise you. I love you, Lord God, and I honor you. Jesus, I appreciate you. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you continue to intercede on our behalf, and let us continue to have faith and trust in you, for all of our help comes from you. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Father, we do give you honor and praise. I come in agreement tonight with all of the prayers that have gone up before me. I just thank you, Lord, for the witness of the Holy Ghost that's in our lives. And, Father, we thank you for the vision of Pastor BJ that this program exists in this land, Lord God, and it is a mighty blessing to so many people. I've just been meditating on this scripture, and it's just so all of my truth. But it's sometimes they just get in your spirit and just roll over and over and over, and every time you read them, you see something different. And mine today is Isaiah 40, 31. It said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And sometimes we have to wait. And that's the way a lot of people are discouraged, that they fail because they waiting. But his word, he said, his word would not return to him void. And if you have to wait, wait in faith, knowing that he is coming through. And he is a rewarder. The scripture says, of them that diligently seek after him. And I'm grateful and thankful tonight to be able to praise this prayer and to let individuals that are on the line maybe, and they thank because they're going through so many different things, so many different things that they wouldn't ask for themselves, that God doesn't love them, but he does. He told you in the scripture, John 3:16, but God so loved the world that he gave his only, think about it, begotten son. Now that's love. And you can believe that he loves you. He even told us that he has our names written in the palms of his hands, engraved in the palms of his hands. And he loves us. So hold on to that word. When you hear the scriptures and everything, and I know you, sometimes you discourage, everybody gets discouraged from some time or the other. But if you just let the word, just meditate on that word. And he said, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. And he tells you what to do. Cast your cares on him, because he can handle them. You can't. But we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his matchless grace. There's nobody like him. Nobody can do the things that he does. And just think about it. Think about it. He made the world. And you go, well, God can't. He can't heal cancer. He can. Yes, he can. He can do anything the Bible says but fail. And I'm just so appreciative of all these prayer warriors, these intercessors who come week after week to help and to try to strengthen people in their faith. And we come right now, I pray for everybody in the world, in the whole wide world, those that know the Lord and those that don't know him, that something would happen. The word would be a light to them, you know, in a dark place. And they would come to him because he's waiting with outstretched arms, but now he will not break in. You have to open the door. You have to say, I yield, I yield. It can be better. It'll be better, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you have the joy, it doesn't mean that everything is going perfect in your life, but it means that the Spirit, the Spirit of the living God lives within you. And you can overcome whatever obstacle is in your way, because the Spirit of God lives within you when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. And we just appreciate his word and his ways and all of the wonderful things that he has done for us. If we just hold on to his hand, he will not let you fall. And he tells you, grab hold to the scripture, the healing scripture, the faith scripture, whatever scripture that will lead you out, and just proclaim, and it'll grow. It'll just grow bigger and bigger in your spirit. And Lord, we do pray again for the children in the schools. I was talking to a teacher today, and she was telling me about metal detector and how they found 2 loaded guns in some boys' pack. Father, we just ask you to please have mercy upon them. Take those kind of things out of their mind, Lord, to hurt people and to take something that they can't give. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. We ask every school as I pass them, Lord. You know, I pray for them. Father, just give people the courage just to pray and pray until this thing is loose from the land, all of the destruction, sin, hatred, doubt, fear, Father. The mental health issues have risen above anything because people's minds are just inundated by evil thoughts and things. Father, we praise you. We give you honor. We bless your name. We thank you for sending your son down to die on Calvary's cross for us, Lord. And we thank you for the light, because he is the light of the world. And if you, one of the prayer warriors, mentioned Amos, say how can the two walk together? That just has to be gay, unless they agree. And when you come in agreement and in unity, it's such a powerful thing, because in unity there's strength. And if you hold on to the word, God will make a way. He'll show you the way. Ask him. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you when you get in situations that you don't know what to do. Ask him to help you. He'll help you. And I'm telling you what I know. We thank him for the healings that have taken place on this land, which I am one of them. And God set me free and healed me. And said, I wait for the manifestation of some things, but sometimes you know what you need to do? You need to glorify him and thank him in advance, because you know it's coming. God is a good God, and we honor him today. We bless his holy name. And, Father, we just ask you, Father, to bless this whole world and everybody in it, Father, that they would see you and come unto you and cry out, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out anymore. Come to Jesus just now, and he will save you, and you'll see the difference in your life, and you can make a difference in other people's lives. So I ask these blessings right now, hallelujah, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the matchless Holy Ghost. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that have already prayed. I would touch and agree with each and every one, Father God. I come this afternoon, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor BJ, God. I thank you for her, God, and I thank you, God, for Prophet last night as he brought forth the word. And I thank you, God, for all the prayer warriors, one by one, that's on this line on tonight. Thank God for each and every one of them. God, I pray that you'll touch each and every one. I pray that you'll bless their families, their children, their grandchildren. I pray, Lord God, that you will, Lord, look on us all, because, Lord, you know all our needs. As we come on this prayer line each and every Monday night and second and fourth Sunday, God, we come, Lord God, just calling on your name, because, God, we know that you are the only one that's able to help us, God, as we go forward and pray for other ones out there in this land, God. We thank you, Father, because you're so good to us, God. You are so good to us. You have brought us from a mighty long way, God. When we look back over our life and we realize, God, that you have stood by us on this prayer line, praying for people, praying and God just putting ourselves aside that you would take that you would get the victory, Lord God. Not us, but that you would get the victory, that you would use us, that we would be able to help somebody that call it on your name that don't even know how to get through. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Pastor BJ, God, for standing in the gap and being able, Lord God, to touch and to reach out to other ones, even those that didn't even know that they would have been on the line. And I will say myself, didn't even know what I was doing. But I know, God, I thank you, Lord God. I just thank you. When I sit back and think about how far that you have brought us all from, not just me, you have brought us all from a mighty long way. So, God, I praise you tonight, Lord. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue to go with us, God, and help us to continue to pray for the world. Pray for the people that's struggling. And so many have come out. As we have prayed for people, people have been delivered, people have been set free, and some are still just holding on, waiting on their blessing. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us that mind and giving us that understanding of your word, that we can be able to open up our mouth and speak what the word of God said and come boldly like the word of God said in Hebrews 4:16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So we know that we're living in a time of need, and we know that people out there needed help. So we open up our mouth, and we let the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us, that we will pray the prayer of faith, that it will touch some soul, somebody that needs help on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for all that you're doing. We pray, Lord God, for those that's struggling on tonight, those that don't know the ways tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you woke us up this morning, throwing us on a brand new day, that the word of God says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, we know we have a choice. We can rejoice in this day when we wake up, or we can just be sad. But we can rejoice because we know that Jesus is alive. He is well. He's not dead. He is alive and well on today. And we know we can come to him. And we say, if you come to him, he would no wise cast us away. So we can go to our Savior today because he loves us and he cares for us. And he won't cast us away. So that is something good we can think about. We know that Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the very end. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, because he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. And, God, as you give us that word, help us to use that word. Help us to use it to the fullness of you, Lord God. We don't get the credit for the word. We give all honor and glory to you, because if it had not been for you on our side, what would we be today? What would we be? We could not have made it if it had not been for you today. So, God, we thank you, God. You told us, God, in Galatians 6:9, you said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So if we don't faint, we just don't faint. You're going to reap if you faint not. Just hold on, like Sister was saying. Just hold on. I know it's hard, and I know it gets hard out there. Whoever may be on the phone that's not saying anything, I know it's hard. But just hold on, baby. Just hold on, son. Hold on, brother. Just hold on. God sees, and he knows what you're going through. Just keep your faith in him. Just call on his name. When you don't know what to do, just run to the rock that's higher than you. Just go to Jesus. Jesus said he will be there for you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, come unto me, all who that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So God is saying, come. If you just come, all you got to do is come. You don't even have to pay no money. It's free. It's free. We pay money for everything else, but we don't even have to pay any money. It's free. But nobody wants Jesus. He's free, and nobody wants him. But just come to it and see though he works situations out in your life. So, God, we thank you, God. We just thank you for what you're doing, and we pray. We pray for the world as a whole, like I said, and we pray for the President Biden, and we pray for him as vice president. And we pray, Lord God, for those that's walking alone, God, that don't have food in their homes and may not have a place to live. We ask you to touch those people, Father. We pray that you touch those that even that's in homes, God, and married couples, Lord God. We pray for all the married couples everywhere, God. So many things are going on in the couples or married couples where it looks like everything is so fine when they walk out, but you just don't know what's going on behind closed doors at times. So, God, we pray for the married couples, God. And we pray for those that don't have a husband or wife, Lord God, and those that have lost their husband or they lost their wife, Lord God, and they're feeling sad and feel like they can't go any further. Let them know, God, that you're still there for them. You still can work it out for them. You still can change things for them. Help them to learn how to be careful. The word of God says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So just give your request unto him. He knows what you need. He knows how to work it out. He knows how to change things. He knows how to do more than what we don't even know how to do nothing. We have to put it in the hands of God. Put it in his hands and watch he work it out. Watch he move things for you. Watch he change things for you if you just put it in his hand. If you just trust in the Lord. Trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways are not as him, and he shall direct your path. He knows all about your situation. He knows all about it. And we pray, Lord God, for the school system. We pray, Lord God, for the young people, Lord God, that's in these schools. We pray, Lord God, for the young boys. We find the little boys now that want to beat on the little girls at school. God, we pray for them situation, God. We pray for the teachers, Lord God. And we pray for even for the principals, Lord God, and the prompts. Look on them, Lord God. Oh, God, help prompts not to be friends, like friends to their children. Help them to be a friend, but help them to be able to stand up and let their kids know that I'm my mama. I'm your daddy. You're going to listen to me. So, God, pray in the name of Jesus. We know things have changed than what were when I was coming up. But God, we know, God, that you haven't changed. You're the same God today as you were yesterday, and you change is not. So God, we just want to thank you on tonight. We just want to give glory and honor to you. And we pray, Lord God, for those that are sick in their body, because there's so many that are sick. But we know, Heavenly Father God, that you said with your stripes that we are already healed. So we claim healing. And we bind up every kind of spirit, every kind of sickness, everything that's not right. We bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. Because we know, God, that you are God that's already done it. You already worked out everything for us. You already done it, God. You said, God, in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. He is so faithful. That promise us these things, whatever we need, we can come to you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you so much, God. We know, God, that your word also said in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Help us, Lord God, to learn that. Even sometimes when we're feeling down and out, help us to learn how to get in a praise. Get in a praise like never before. Bind up the devil. Tell him he's a liar. He has no authority over us. So, God, we pray, Lord God. We pray for the doctors. Pray for the nurses, Lord God. We pray for the police, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's working on different jobs and truck drivers. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those that's sick in their body. Those that's in jail, there's people in jail, Lord God. Oh, God, all over the world, there's just so much. But we know, God, that you told us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, and knowing all our help comes from you on tonight. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And you said, let not our heart be troubled. Let it not be troubled, but to cast our cares on you because you cared for us. And there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. So, God, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, because we know, God, as we wait on you, things will change. If we continue to hold on and keep the faith, trust in you, look not to the left or right, but keep our focus on you, and you will fix things for us, even in the body of Christ. As we waiting on you, you are working things out in the darkness. As the darkness comes around, and you are doing some work in the darkness, because you work out things we don't even realize you're doing it for us. You are doing some changes in all your in people's lives right now. So we love you, Lord. We honor you. We thank you, because your word says, Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And we thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be unto the Lord Most High. We're going to have Prophet Bird praise the Lord to pray, then we'll take our prayer requests. Praise the Lord. You still there, Prophet Bird? Maybe she's on mute at her house then. So that's her number. Well, praise
Did
God.
Did you hear me?
Did no,
you
couldn't
hear,
hear you at all. I'm just not hearing
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We love you. And we give you glory. Psalm 1:1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord know the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God, we praise you. We honor you tonight. We thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace. We praise your holy and righteous name. God, we ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we shall prosper and be in good health, God, even as our soul prospers. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. But God, we know that you know every disease, God, that has been named in this earth. And we know that you are a healer, that you already sent your word to heal us, God. So, God, we come against high blood pressure and glaucoma. We come against diabetes and liver lung disease, kidney disease. We come against blood disorders. We come against cancer. We come against everything that's named, God, in the name of Jesus. Especially the diseases and arthritis and everything that God that enables your thanks, God, and keep them captive. We say that in the name of Jesus, they are healed and whole. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ and we hold your feelings and purposes in our own hearts. Help us, Lord, to trust you with all our heart like never before and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and you shall direct our path. God, we submit ourselves to you and your word, God, which expose and sifts and analyze and judge the very thoughts and purposes of our heart, God. For the weapons of our warfare not carnal but mighty through you, God, for the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father God, we just thank and praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned. God, we just lift up the children to you tonight, dear God. The youth, the teenagers, we lift them up to you, Father God. God, help us to love them, to be able to lead and to guide them in the way that they should go.
Because, Father God, they faced so many things that we couldn't even imagine when we were their age. So we ask, God, that they be transformed by the renewing of their mind, dear God. We pray, Father God, that the world not be able to lead them over here and lead them over there and to make them think less of who they are than who they are, dear God. Help them to know that there's somebody in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that the tempter is out there. We know that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we pray a hedge around them tonight, dear God, in Jesus' name. We pray that they will not fall prey, God, to drugs and alcohol and sexual immorality, Father God. And the devil would not come and twist their mind so that they don't know who they are. They don't know whether they're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. God, we are praying for the youth now. We pray, Father God, that you hook them up with good parents and counselors and people, Father God, that will love them, not coming with judgment, God, but will love them enough to tell them the truth, God, and love them even through the things that they're going through. So, God, we just place the youth with you tonight because we know you care for them. They are wonderfully and fearfully made by you, Father God. So we ask your protection now tonight over the youth in the name of Jesus. And we pray your protection over them. No weapons formed against them shall prosper, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we know that you can do all things that fail. And help them to know, God, that they can do all things that fail. We pray that they will have the mind of Christ holding your feelings and purposes, God, in their own hearts. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that they will fix their mind on whatever is true and whatever is worthy, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless them now tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And, God, we do thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you that we will come together in oneness. We come against division of any kind now in Jesus' name so that we can stand together, Father God, and see Satan and all this foolishness, God, defeated in all lifetime in Jesus' name. God, you said that two could put a thousand to flight, and you said one could put a thousand to flight and two could put 10,000. So, God, if we would just come together on one accord, if we would come together with one mindset, if we would understand that because I'm not a hand, I need my feet. God, if we could ever think about I'm not an ear, but I need my eyes. So, God, have us to come together in unity and oneness like never before so that we can fight the enemy, and that enemy is Satan, God, that comes in to kill, steal, and destroy, who comes to separate and divide, dear God, in Jesus' name. He is a liar, and he is the author of lies, and we give him no place in the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, but God, we don't care how bad things look or how it good you are. Dear God, you are the creator, Elohim, Elohim, you are the creator of all things. Everything was made by you and for you, dear God, and you win all the time. So we thank you, Father God, now for the body as we stand together in these last days like never before. Knowing who we are in you, dear God, and we bind up Satan and all his tricks and all his schemes and schism now in Jesus' name.
You said whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose in this earth is loosed in heaven. So now we bind up trickery, witchcraft, devil worshipers, tarot cards, Ouija boards, and horoscopes, and all that foolishness, God, that comes up against you in the name of Jesus, that people go to the elements, that people go to things that you created to ask you about them. God, help us to know that you are a jealous God, and you will have no other God before you, dear God. You have given your Son power and authority, and he's the only mediator that we need between us and you, dear God. So I ask that this foolishness be cut in the body of Christ, that we know who we are in you, and we stay in that place, God, where we can call on your holy and righteous name. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor and give you glory, God, because there is none like you. We love you with all our hearts, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father God, we are believing that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that we will have it, Father God. We're not wishy-washy. We're not over here one day and over there to next day, God, because we got to have faith, and we got to believe. So, God, we believe that whatever we ask tonight, it shall come to pass as we come in agreement with everybody's prayers, Father God, that have been set before you tonight, that your ears are attended to the men and women of faith tonight, God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we do pray for those that don't know you. We pray for those, Father God, that have no clue of who you are. We are praying for souls, God. We are praying for the harvest. We are praying, Father God, that you will send somebody their way that would speak the word. God, you said that some would plant and some would water, but you would get the increase. So we are believing you, God, for the lost souls, that they will come in, God, because we know that right now that the harvest is ripe and it is ready, Father God. So we are praying tonight, God, that somebody somewhere will speak to the people who are lost tonight and that they will be saved, that they will know that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that you are the great I am, that they will be introduced to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and know that he is the only way, God, to you. So, Father God, we just give you praise, and we do pray for the men and women, God, in the White House tonight. God, you told us to pray for those that have charge over us. So we lift them up to you, Father God, because we're in a time where the president, vice president, and Senate, and the cabinet, and all of those people, God, they got hard choices to make. So I'm praying, Father God, for godly people that's in charge of us, God, that they will seek your face and make decisions that will keep your people safe, God, that will help your people to prosper, that will bring the people out of poverty, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we ask for those, Father God, that don't know you and won't change their ways, and we are praying that you move them out of office and put people in there that should be in there. And help us, Father God, keep our focus, even as these elections come up, God. Help us to be informed so that we'll be able to vote the right way, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we do thank you now as we come against any attacks, God, that will come against this country. Because, God, I believe that Japan is sitting themselves up, God, that they will be coming against the United States soon. So help us, the armed forces, God, the president, and everybody, God, to be alert and not let the enemy come in like they did before and declare war on us without us knowing it. Keep the people here safe, God, again, in the name of Jesus. And we're saying that whatever attacks and schemes and schisms that they're coming up with, God, that they will come to naught now in Jesus' name. So, God, we ask that you bless the people everywhere, God, especially Israel, God, as we lift them up to you tonight. Bless those people, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they continue to gather home, God. And I'm praying in Jesus' name that they will know that you are Lord, that you are Savior, Father God, and that they will give their lives to you and be saved. Keep them safe from all the attacks of the countries around them, dear God, in Jesus' name. And we ask that you even bless the leaders there. Have mercy on us, God, as we walk through times like we've never walked before. But we know that you can do all things that but fail. And you are God, and there is none before you. So we entrust mm-hmm. our lives to you, and we thank you, God, for loving us, caring us, and taking care of us. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High. Thank God again for the word tonight. Praise God through all the prayers. And bless the Lord. Do your choices, please God. Putting your relationship with God in jeopardy. God can give you the gift, but the gift can't give you God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. God, help us to choose you under God that you love and to stand on your word and on your promises. Thank God for the prayers tonight and those that have prayed and the power of the anointing and those requests that were made in the prayer. And thanksgiving also. Anyone that have a prayer request now, we're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests and give God praise. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. If all the lines are open. If we don't have any prayer requests, praise God, we're going to give thanksgiving because truly we need to more and more worship and give him thanks in advance and give him praise for all his great and mighty acts and the promises of the Lord. Added rich and maketh no sorrow. We just need to know, glory to God, if he said it, it shall come to pass. May not be the hour and the time we say so, but we got to know that it is so. And this too shall pass. Bless the Lord. Stay encouraged and be encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If there is not any prayer request tonight, we just want to give thanks and bless the Lord for worship and glorifying and magnifying your name, Lord. We stand on your word. We uplift you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you so much for so many things that you already done. Thank you for those prayer requests that we believe in more and more. Glory to God that you're going to move in a miraculous way, even those things that we have out before you right now with others that we stand in the gap for and those, glory to God, that have spoken and even the unspoken prayers in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Thank you for Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Blessed. Hey, God, blessed be the name of the Lord from on high in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise you. I bless you. I thank you for being able to come together on one accord to pray. Thank you for giving us ears to hear your word. But when we hear it, God, a mindset, glory to God, to obey. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Silande, de Catiano. Oh, Robo, Yediande. Let our Lord shut up. God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Not the problem, not the circumstances, not what nobody says. Not what the news is saying. The newscast is God to help us on all the murder and all the things that are going on. Help us to know that you're still in charge. You got an appointed time when you change things. But Lord, help us to keep the faith. Ah, let us not murmur and complain. And let us not murmur to God be a cheerleader for the devil. But if we're going to be a cheerleader, let us be for Jesus. Glorify him. Ah, God, I pray for God. Let us not masquerade. Let us not pretend. But let us sustain.
and hallelujah all the way to the end of what you said, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In your name, Jesus, help our choice to be, glory to God, to rejoice. Help our choice to be that we're going to stand on your word. Help our choice to be that we're going to look to the hills with some of that. Help our choice to be we're going to wait on you. Help our choice that we're going to live for you. Help our choice be, glory to God, we're going to be helpful to one to another. Help our choice to be that we're going to pray. Help us our choice that we're going to stand, hallelujah, and stand on the promises of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, open our eyes the more that we may see. Open our ears the more that we may hear. Let us open our mouths the more that we will worship you. We'll praise you. We'll stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Let not our heart be troubled. Glory to God, but believe in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're teaching us how to rest. If only we release things in your hands in the name of Jesus. God, help us to be, help us one to another. Oh, God, pray one for another. Oh, lift up your holy name. In your name, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to know there's no time to be weak and no time to give up and no time to be weary. Hallelujah. Not faint-hearted, glory to God, but determined to stand in faith, stand, glory to God, in courage, oh, with the whole arm of God on. Looking for those places that we got places that we're leaking out certain things, glory to God, where we ought to be standing, patching up those holes. Hallelujah. And checking ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith. As you said, examine yourself daily. God, I bless you today. In the name of Jesus, step in the door. Not glory, I'd be so judgmental. But Lord, let us apply the word and the blood and stand on what the word said. But we are not going to compromise and not be a partaker of another man's sin. Thank you for all the provisions you make for us, God. All the provisions. Thank you for the spirit of teaching us over to God that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. No matter how horrific these things may, God, you're still there. I bless you. Thank you for the prophet. When the word comes, that she open her mouth and she'll speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Thank you for the visions and the dreams and the interpretations. Thank you for these women that will come and bring the word and then bring it over to God with power and authority and the anointing. Speak in your face. Thank you. That no word will fall to the ground because you blessed us to bring it over to God. And Lord, I thank you for the witness. Hallelujah. And how you keep bringing confirmations when they bring it. Lord, I bless you. Even for the young man that when he speaks to as well. God, we ask you to pray as we pray one for another, for our homes and for our families, salvation and deliverance and healing. And for those that are saved, God, that they will stay. Glory to God, the doctor says they stay on that straight and narrow. That they'll stay. Glory to God on this journey for Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for loosing the bounds of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Rebuking and binding, glory, as the losing power of the enemy, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. That authority that you've given us, and to know who we are daily, learn who we are, and to walk in the power of the authority that you've given us. Oh, God, I thank you. So many of your people are getting tired and getting weak and getting nonchalant about the thing, compromising, staying away from, glory to God, the house of God and fellowship with one another, staying away, glory to God, from your presence. But when they're ready for glory to you to move there, glory to God, they can seek you then. God, you don't want no part-time lovers. You're looking for us to worship you and praise you and put you first in all things that you would tell us, God. Hallelujah. But thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for your healing. Oh, God, I thank you for your peace. The peace you give us in the midst of our storms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for these faithful women. This young man. But thank you for these faithful. God, I bless them because they bless me. When that word comes forth and when the fellowship and even the concern they have for me, Lord. Even glory to God, sacrifices out of their glory to God. Some may be out of their abundance, others may be out of their need. But God, I bless you. I don't take none of it for granted. I thank you for the prophet, apostle, glory to God, burden to and bless her. Strengthen her. Bless this service, glory to God. bless even in that ministry that they've been leading out of 5 years, getting ready, glory to God, hallelujah, to pay the church off. God, I pray that we'll be, glory to God, or even a seed may be sown, that we can be that blessing. Glory to God, she say $5, $10, $100, $50, God, before December or by December, the first December, Lord, help us, glory to God, to be one where we can sow in the good ground, that good ground. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. So we are praying over that New Hope. We'll have their church paid off. 5 years and paying it off, Lord, and God, you are awesome. We've been leading for that miracle to take place by December. God, we thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do every day. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, we bless you today for how you take care of us every day on the road. All these hideous crimes going on, all this killing and murdering, bullets flying here and there, other people right next door, like even Pastor Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander and the sister that was in the car. Here it is, glory to God, somebody right next to them, jumping out with guns, glory to God, to come after somebody in a car next. Nothing happened because the anointing was in them and the atmosphere that was around them didn't allow nothing, no gun to be shot. No kind of way, nobody to get shot. Nobody but God. We on the highway, people racing, running into other people. Nobody running against us. Oh, drunk drivers, Texas, and all this. Oh, demons all around us, but your angels and your blood covering over us every day and every night. Nobody! Nobody but you keeping us every day. Lord, so help us, God. Don't get tired. Hallelujah, but just rest in you. Learning, the closer we get to you, the easier you get aware of the transgressor's heart. But your commandments are not grievous. So help us to, glory to God, be grateful that we spend time in prayer. Grateful, glory to God, that you hear us when we pray. Grateful that, glory to God, that we, glory to God, have a relationship with you. So sometimes we might only think we can say is Jesus or help. Okay. That's why it's very important to build ourselves up in the faith and glory to God and cover ourselves, glory to God, and also guard our hearts with all diligence. We thank you for all the provisions that you make, being our El Shaddai, the God of Salome. We love you. We thank you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. And we bind Satan up in all his records, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, every plot, glory to God, of sickness, disease, anything of incidents, accidents, or heartache from, glory to God, betrayal, or whatever plot come up against our families, or one, or either, even in this ministry, in the ministries in our church, or wherever, God, we rebuke him and bind him and loose him. In the name of Jesus, go back to the dry place of winter cave. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience. In the name of Jesus, and anybody, glory to God, that's being deceitful, that say they're in the body of Christ, I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, liars too as well. Oh, God, we are praying clean hands, clean heart. Help us even in our shortcoming on a daily basis. And we give all this praise, glory, honor to you. And we need the Holy Spirit to have this way. All our peace and joy back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
In the field, we come, and when we go,
yes,
we tear down every stronghold. You
thank
know
you,
that Satan, he must flee. Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Bless. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to take it on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Glory
yes,
to God.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Victory today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Peace today is mine. One more. Love is mine. Love is mine.
Thus today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm surprised Mother McCormick don't have one flowing.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has
made.
And the Lord, I will rejoice.
Yes.
I will rejoice and be glad in him. And be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Now, y'all back me up. God is
all right,
good. Where were you just now? About to say your name. All the time, God is good. All the time, God is good. All the time. I went to the valley one day to pray. My soul got so happy till I stayed all day. My hand got stuck to the gospel plow. Now I won't take nothing for my journey right now. You know the Lord is good to me all the time. A way for me all the time. Me up when I'm down low
all the time.
God is good all the time. I know serve him just like I should. I know I don't serve all of his good. There's a lot of things that I'm lacking today, but I'm grateful to God. He's still good to me. You know the Lord is good to me
all the time.
And a way for me all the time. He picks me up when I'm down low all the time. My God is good. Hey,
all the time.
Hallelujah. Lord be to God. God is good all the
good.
Time. I don't
all
care what's going on. God is still in charge, and he is a good God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Is good all the time. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen to God.
All right, Brother Black. I hear you back there.
Oh, Lord, I didn't know he was on. Amen. Let me look. Praise God. I didn't know he was on tonight. Let me look.
Well, maybe.
No, I didn't see him come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Mother Lord. I mean, Mother. Mother Alexander and Pastor Sims, they have nothing to worship.
Oh, yeah. I was in here worshiping with you.
Oh, I know that. I'm talking about on a song. I should have made it specific.
Yeah. I sure do. I don't know whether y'all know the song, but it's a song.
It's still glorify the Lord.
I sure can. Okay. He's a battle axe in the time
of battle.
He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a shelter in time of a mighty storm. Oh, he's a battle axe in the
time of trouble.
In the time of a mighty storm. Oh, I will show Satan will soon be still. And let me do my master's will. He's a
all right.
In the time of battle.
Time of trouble.
In the time of trouble.
In the time of battle.
Shelter in the time of a mighty storm.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
All right, last one. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his name.
Glory. He's our doctor, healer, and deliverer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the
yes,
power
Lord.
Of your word and the anointing and the praise.
Glory to God, baby.
Giving us a new song. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory. Man, I wish I could remember some of them old songs. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
Hallelujah.
The infamous of suffering and shame.
Glory, glory.
And I love that old cross from the dear risen day. What is the other part?
Praise
had it not been
Calvary.
Calvary.
Had it not been for the old rugged cross.
Yes.
And had it not been
for
a man called Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
And forever. Our stone would be lost.
Oh, yeah, Lord God.
Thank
then
you,
forever my soul would be lost.
Glory,
amen.
Glory,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for you. I've enjoyed you and want much more to come as we let God have his way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. We bid you shalom. God bless you all.
Love you. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Praise God. Mother, it was good seeing you yesterday at Pastor Burton. Praise God, even if it wasn't but for a few minutes. Oh, she's gone already. Love you, Angels Being Camp.